Hi there, and welcome to the Gates Cambridge Scholarship webinar. The information contained in this video is correct as of September 2012. Please ensure that you check our website www.gatescambridge.org for the most correct information at your time of applying. This webinar will cover the following topics: the University of Cambridge, both a brief overview and information on the college system, information on the Gates Cambridge Scholarship, eligibility and application process, and information about the Gates Cambridge experience both as a scholar and an alumni. The webinar will finish with question and answers. Let's start by talking about the University of Cambridge. The university has over 800 years of history and achievement, with many famous alumni, discoveries, 61 Nobel laureates. It's not surprising that the university is one of the top-ranked universities in the world. The university has a very distinguished staff and cutting-edge facilities. Many staff are global leaders in their field, and the university and all 31 colleges have their own libraries, collections, and labs that are world-renowned. There is an extremely diverse student body, with over 17,000 students in total. 7,000 of those are graduate students, with 50% being international. All full-time postgraduate courses at the University of Cambridge are eligible for Gates Cambridge funding. There is a large variety of degrees which the university offers, subjects such as Anglo-Saxon to Zoology. For further details on the courses that are and are not eligible for the Gates Cambridge program, please check our website. There are three different types of degrees that you can undertake: a three-year PhD program, which is a research degree, a two-year MSc or MLit, which is a research degree, or a one-year master's course, which could be taught, research, or a mixture of both. The University of Cambridge operates under a college-based system. There are 31 different colleges in Cambridge, and every student is a member of one college. The colleges vary in many different ways, whether it be size, age, location, atmosphere, funding, the accommodation that they offer, the degrees which they admit, gender, or nationality. The best way to find out more information on the different colleges is on the main University of Cambridge website. Choosing a college can be a very personal choice. What's right for one person might not be right for the next. We encourage all applicants to think widely about what their ideal college is. What's important to you? Is it having university accommodation for the full duration of your course? Is it being in a college which is located close to your department? Or is it being part of a wide graduate community? On your application to the University of Cambridge, you're able to nominate one or two colleges or select an open application. There's no guarantee that you're going to get your first choice, and many colleges, such as Trinity, St. John's, King's, receive large volumes of applications. We really recommend that you do research into all the colleges to find out what will be right for you. Now let's talk about the Gates Cambridge Scholarship. This is globally recognised as one of the most prestigious scholarships available. It's available for any full-time postgraduate degree in any subject at the University of Cambridge. This was established in 2000 by a generous donation by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. This was the largest ever single donation to a UK university, and was gifted in order to be more than just a scholarship. The expectation is that the program and alumni will have impact and improve the lives of others within the University of Cambridge and the network beyond. There have been over 1,000 scholars from 95 different countries. You can view all the profiles of our scholars on our website under the Find a Scholar tab. Eligibility. All citizens are eligible to apply, except those from the UK. You must gain admission to a full-time postgraduate course at the University of Cambridge. Gates Cambridge does not admit or place scholars. All of our scholars must apply and be admitted first to the University of Cambridge. There is no upper age limit. Value. Gates Cambridge is one of, if not the most generous international scholarship for study in the UK. Gates Cambridge covers your core components. Each year, these are your university and college fees. And we also provide you with a living allowance, which covers expenses such as your accommodation and food. For 2012, the living allowance is $13,300. This is based on a 12-month course. If you were enrolled in a 9-month MPhil program, this would be reduced. We also provide a return airfare from your home country to Cambridge. There are discretionary components which you will also be able to apply for. Family allowance for the support of children. Conference funding is available for every year of your study. And if you are enrolled in a PhD program, there is some fourth year funding available for PhD students who need extra time. In the case of hardship, there is a hardship fund that you may apply to. When Gates Cambridge are selecting their scholars, they are looking for the following qualities. Intellectual ability. Gates Cambridge scholars are expected to be academically outstanding with the ability to make a significant contribution to their discipline while in Cambridge. At the start of the application process, potential scholars are ranked by their department. Only the most outstanding candidates are considered further by Gates Cambridge. With this in mind, Gates Cambridge scholars are very academically gifted. GPAs are in the range of 3.7 to 4, with the average of 3.92 selected after interview. A good academic fit with Cambridge is an important consideration. You should be able to persuade Gates Cambridge that your qualifications and aspirations accord with what the University of Cambridge has to offer in its postgraduate program. It is important that you can make a convincing argument for doing a particular postgraduate degree at Cambridge. It is therefore important that you fully research your proposed degree using the Graduate Studies Prospectus, which you can find on the University of Cambridge website, as well as researching the department for which you plan to apply for. Gates Cambridge takes a broad view in terms of leadership, and we nurture leaders in every field of human endeavour. Successful applicants must, however, be able to demonstrate a clear ability to lead. Evidence of leadership can be expressed in a multitude of ways, but the capacity of Gates Cambridge scholars to take others with them is central to the success of the program. The last defining characteristic of the Gates Cambridge scholarship is the commitment for our scholars to work towards the greater good. Although broadly interpreted, this concept is nonetheless fundamental and sets this program apart from others of its kind. Gates Cambridge expects applicants to be aware of the responsibility that higher education at one of the world's leading universities brings. We also expect to see evidence of a genuine commitment to helping others. For examples of what our scholars have done previously, please look at their bios on our website. All of this said, there is no one ideal template of what a Gates Cambridge scholar is. We have huge diversity in terms of experience, background, areas of interest, and ways in which our scholars meet the selection criteria. Applying for a Gates Cambridge scholarship. To apply for a scholarship, you must first complete an application to the University of Cambridge. One application will include your postgraduate admission to the university, membership to a college, Gates Cambridge Scholarship, and any other Cambridge funding. Please note that you do not apply separately to Gates Cambridge for a scholarship. Full details about how to apply can be seen on our website, as well as the main university website. What to submit and how. The application pack includes two parts. Part A is for course and college, and Part B is for Gates Cambridge and other funding. You must complete both sections in full to be eligible to apply. You will be required to submit references. There are two academic references which are used for admission, and one personal reference which is used for Gates Cambridge. You will also be required to submit other supporting documents, such as academic transcripts or any other additional documents required by your department. There are two methods to apply, online or on paper. Ideally, submit your application online. The fee is £50, opposed to £100 on paper. Gates Cambridge does not charge an additional application fee. When applying online, within 24 to 30 hours of submitting your application, you will receive login details which will allow you to access your self-service area. It is at this stage that you will be able to upload supporting documents and review the information that you've entered. Within 24 to 30 hours, your referees will also receive a link which will allow them to begin uploading your reference. From the date that you submit your application, you have 14 days in which you must supply all additional documents and your referees must upload your reference. Please ensure that these are all fulfilled. There will be no extensions for any applicant which has not met this deadline. If you have any problems submitting your application online, please contact the Graduate Admissions Office at the university to discuss with them alternative ways to submit your application. Referees can alternatively send references in by post. We do not recommend that this method is used. This is because there can be large delays in your references reaching both the University of Cambridge and Gates Cambridge Scholarship. Please be sure to check the deadlines on both the Gates Cambridge website as well as any relevant department deadlines. If a department deadline falls before that of Gates Cambridge, this deadline must be used. For example, if a department needs you to submit the documents by 1 October and Gates Cambridge requires them by 16th of October, you must ensure that you meet your department deadline. How competitive is Gates Cambridge? We have two application rounds per year. The first round is our US round. This is open for US citizens normally resident in the US. Our second round is the international round for citizens of all other countries other than the USA and UK. If you are a US citizen permanently living outside of the USA or studying at a UK institution, you should apply for the second international round. If you are a non-US citizen currently living in the USA, you should also apply for the second international round. In order to ensure that the most academically outstanding candidates are considered, Gates Cambridge asks that departments rank eligible applicants based on their academic ability. Those applicants who are put forward by their department are academically outstanding and usually in the top 5 to 10%. Although Gates Cambridge scholarships are competitive, potential applicants who meet the criteria are encouraged to apply. Many successful scholars did not think that they would be successful in this competition. The next stage is shortlisting. All applications nominated by departments are divided into broad subject areas, and a panel of experts compare the entire application pack, including the Gates personal statement as well as the Gates Cambridge reference, and all four Gates Cambridge criteria are applied to each applicant to identify those who will be invited to interview. If you are shortlisted for a Gates Cambridge interview, you will have already gone through an incredibly competitive process. You will then be invited for a 20-minute interview, which will either be in person, by Skype, or by telephone. There are four broadly based interview panels, which are Arts, Biological Sciences, Physical Sciences, and the Social Sciences. Interviews for the first US round will be held in Washington, D.C., and international interviews will be held in Cambridge, UK. The final step in the process is the award of scholarships. For the first US round, we make 40 awards to US citizens. In the second international round, we award 50 scholarships. All successful applicants are informed within 1 week of their interview of their success. The Gates Cambridge Scholarship does not cover the cost of any transport to get to an interview. We do, however, offer telephone and Skype interviews for those applicants who cannot join us in person. Application deadlines. Applications for both the US round and the international round are now open. The US round will close on the 16th of October 2012. The international round will close on the 4th of December 2012. Please ensure that you submit your online application on or before these deadlines. From the date that you submit your application, you will have 14 days to submit any supporting documents. Even if you submit your application on the 16th of October or the 4th of December, you will still have an additional 14 days to submit your supporting documents. If you have applied for the US round, your department will view your application in November. If they nominate it for a Gates Cambridge Scholarship, it will be passed to us in December, where it will then go through a shortlisting process. If you are successful in being offered an interview, we will contact you in late December. At this stage, if you do not hear from the Gates Cambridge Scholarship, you can assume that you have been unsuccessful in making it any further in the competition, and we will ensure that we pass your application to the other Cambridge Trust for funding. Those who are invited to interview will have the option of attending an in-person, phone or Skype interview on the 1st or 2nd of February 2013 in Washington, D.C. If you are applying for the international round, the department will be viewing your application in February, and it will be passed to the Trust for shortlisting in March. We will be inviting all applicants successful of an interview in mid-March. At this point in time, if you do not hear from the Trust, you can assume that your application has been unsuccessful. For those who have been invited to interview, you will be invited to join in person, phone, or by Skype on either the 27th or the 28th of March. These interviews will take place in Cambridge. Gates Cambridge Experience: Life as a Gates Scholar. The Gates Cambridge community is a vibrant, international and diverse community integrated within the university, and you can be sure that this is going to be an important part of your Gates Cambridge experience. There is over 230 scholars and residents in Cambridge at any one time, usually from around 50 different countries. Many scholars also come to Cambridge with their partners and their families. There is a Gates Cambridge Scholars Council, which organise activities and events throughout the year. For example, they run a new scholars orientation, which is a two-day retreat out of Cambridge. They run a distinguished lecture series, academic clusters and social activities for scholars and their families to get involved in Cambridge. There is a dedicated scholars common room, which is a physical space newly renovated in the middle of Cambridge City. This room will be a focus of much of the Gates Cambridge activity. There's a computer lab, free printing, workspace, and a drinks machine. Your time as a Gates Cambridge Scholar doesn't end when you leave Cambridge. The Gates Cambridge Alumni Association is a global network with increasing recognition and influence. The aim is to have a global network of future leaders committed to improving the lives of others. The Gates Cambridge Alumni Association was established in 2005 and works closely with Gates Cambridge to create this network of future leaders. It is a grassroots organisation funded by Gates Cambridge, which maintains a global alumni community. Alumni events include professional development, social, and public interest events around the world. Our alumni are still young in their careers, but range vastly in education and employment backgrounds. With over 900 alumni spread throughout the world, we're very proud of all of the wonderful things our alumni are achieving in their careers and personal lives. Commonly asked questions. If I apply and I'm successful for a one-year course in scholarship, but I then decide that I want to continue my studies onto a PhD, will Gates Cambridge fund me for the subsequent years? The answer to that question is that once you complete one course and you are applying for a second course, you must reapply to both the university and a Gates Cambridge scholarship. So no, we will not automatically cover your second degree or course. The second question. One-year courses at Cambridge, are they as academically rigorous as other two-year courses which I've seen? The answer to that question is that yes, if not more so. In many cases, I think students here would say that their two-year course has been squeezed into 1 year. The terms at Cambridge are very short and very intense, so be prepared to put your head down and work hard when you arrive in Cambridge. Do I have to contact a potential supervisor before I apply? This is a good question, and for many people who are going to be completing a one-year master's course, it is not essential that you find a supervisor here in Cambridge. In fact, you may be sending emails and they're already not being replied to. A PhD is a different story, and depending on the department, you may be encouraged to contact and find a supervisor who is working in the research area that you are interested in. For information on this, you're best to consult the department's website, where you'll find full information on the staff in their research areas. Do I have to have done a master's before applying for a PhD program? In most cases, the answer is yes. You should have completed a master's or an MPhil course before applying for a PhD. However, you should contact the department that you are interested in to find out more about what is right for you. References. I have to get 2 academic references and 1 personal reference. Can one of my academic referees also write my personal reference? For this, I would advise that where possible, you seek out 3 different referees. This is your one chance to demonstrate your academic ability as well as your suitability for a Gates Cambridge scholarship. My referee doesn't speak English. How can I get my reference submitted? I would advise that you either ask a referee whose English is strong Or alternatively, you could seek the help of a professional translator to translate your reference so that it is in English. It has been a long time since I was in academia. I'm not sure how to go about getting two academic references. For this, I would advise that you speak with your department. These references are for your academic entry, so you want to be sure that all the information that your department needs is contained in the reference. I'm not sure who to use as my personal referee. Do you have any suggestions? This one really would depend on your own individual situation. Generally, you want to ask somebody who can comment on your suitability for a Gates Cambridge scholarship, so perhaps someone that has seen your ability to lead or has seen you improving the lives of others. Examples of people who would not be suitable are family and friends. I'm confused as to what application round I should apply for. The answer to this question is going to be dependent on your citizenship and country of residence. The first round is for US citizens who are currently living and residing in the USA. If you are a non-US citizen living in the USA, you should apply for the second round. If you are a US citizen currently living outside of the USA, you should also apply for the second round. The second international round is for citizens of all other countries, excluding the UK, as well as for US citizens who are living outside of the USA. Thank you for joining us for the Gates Cambridge webinar. We hope that we've been able to answer all of your questions today. If you still have questions, please consult our website or the University of Cambridge website for more information. If you have a question that can't be answered, please do email us and we'll be happy to help. We look forward to seeing your application.